Books on Tape presents Mao, The Unknown Story by Yung Chang and John Halliday. Read by Robertson Dean. Part 1. Lukewarm Believer. Chapter 1. On the Cusp from Ancient to Modern, 1893 to 1911, age 1 to 17. Mao Zedong, who for decades held absolute power over the lives of one quarter of the world's population, was responsible for well over 70 million deaths in peacetime, more than any other 20th century leader. He was born into a peasant family in a valley called Shaoshan in the province of Hunan in the heartland of China. The date was 26 December 1893. His ancestors had lived in the valley for 500 years. This was a world of ancient beauty, a temperate, humid region whose misty, undulating hills had been populated ever since the Neolithic Age. Buddhist temples dating from the Tang Dynasty, AD 618 to 906, when Buddhism first came here, were still in use. Forests where nearly 300 species of trees grew, including maples, camphor, metasequoia, and the rare ginkgo, covered the area and sheltered the tigers, leopards, and boar that still roamed the hills. The last tiger was killed in 1957. These hills, with neither roads nor navigable rivers, detached the village from the world at large. Even as late as the early 20th century, an event as momentous as the death of the emperor in 1908 did not percolate this far, and Mao found out only 2 years afterward, when he left Shaoshan. The valley of Shaoshan measures about 5 by 3.5 kilometers.